From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The largest UN climate change conference in history opened today in the Danish capital, Copenhagen. Organizers warned delegates that this could be the last chance for a deal to protect the world from catastrophic global warming. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
The two-week conference opened in an upbeat mood despite the major issues still needing to be resolved. Delegates were shown video clips of children from around the globe urging the conference to help them grow up in a world without catastrophic global warming. The meeting is the climax of 2 years of contentious negotiations, which only recently showed signs of breakthroughs, with new commitments from the US, China and India to control greenhouse gas emissions. Conference President, former Danish Climate Minister Connie Hedegaard, said the key to an agreement is finding a way to raise and channel public and private financing to poor countries to help them fight the effects of climate change. She said if governments miss their chance at the Copenhagen summit, a better opportunity may never come. Rob Gifford, NPR News.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to announce this afternoon it will issue a ruling allowing it to regulate greenhouse gas emissions if Congress fails to pass legislation to reduce global warming. In Iran today, thousands of young people marched outside Tehran University to protest the government. They shouted "Death to the dictator" and hurled rocks at police. The police fired warning shots into the air and tear gas. Witnesses say the police also beat the demonstrators with batons. University students continue to claim the voting in June was rigged, which resulted in the re-election of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. The U.S. envoy on the North Korean nuclear issue, Stephen Bosworth, met with South Korean officials today. He's to travel to North Korea tomorrow in the first such visit to the North by an Obama administration official. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Bosworth met in Seoul on Monday with Foreign Minister Yu Myung-hwan and top nuclear negotiator Wi Sung-lak. The two sides are eager to show that in dealing with Pyongyang directly, Washington is not bypassing Seoul. On Tuesday, Bosworth flies to Pyongyang for 3 days of talks with North Korean officials, but not with leader Kim Jong-il. The U.S. stresses that its main aim at present is to coax Pyongyang back into six-party negotiations. After his trip, Bosworth will brief officials in Beijing, Tokyo, and Moscow. Bosworth has so far avoided speaking to the media, which South Korea's Yonhap News Agency interpreted as a way of keeping expectations for this trip low. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Stock prices are on the rise. The Dow is up 31 points at 10,420. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 4 points at 2,198. And the S&P is up 2 points at 1,108. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Senate resumes work today on legislation designed to overhaul the nation's health care system. Senators debated the plan all weekend. President Obama went to the Senate yesterday to urge his fellow Democrats to put aside their differences and pass the bill. The House passed its version last month. The Attorney General of Michigan plans to sue the federal government to try to prevent the invasive Asian carp from making its way into the Great Lakes. Amy Miller with member station WDET reports.
Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox says he'll file suit to force the Army Corps of Engineers to close the locks near the Chicago Sanitary and Ship Canal. The six-mile stretch funnels the Mississippi River into the Great Lakes. Last week, biologists dumped 2,000 gallons of poison into the canal. One Asian carp was among thousands of fish recovered. It's believed that if the invasive and huge, voracious carp establishes a population, it could wipe out the $7 billion a year Great Lakes fishing industry. National Wildlife Federation spokesman Andy Buxbaum says the lawsuit is one of the drastic measures that should be taken.
Even after we take these emergency navigational lock closures, in the next few months we have to find a permanent solution, and that means really a permanent separation between Lake Michigan and the Chicago Canal system. That's not an easy thing to do.
For NPR News, I'm Amy Miller in Detroit.
It will be eBay versus Craigslist in a Delaware courtroom today. The internet auctioneer eBay sued the online classified ad company, claiming Craigslist improperly acted to dilute eBay's minority interest. Craigslist countersued that eBay used its investment in Craigslist to get information to set up its own classified service. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.